Hey, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another podcast episode here at the Real Chatter Podcast. I am your host, Sheree, and joined by.
Ashley Sheree here. Hi, everyone.
Hey, and I just want to shout out to all the new platforms that we're on. So, if this is your first time hearing it, this is welcome to the screening room. That's what we call it,
Hey.
baby. Like I said, I'm Sheree. This is Ashley. We talk about TV every week, sometimes some movies, sometimes some little like entertainment news, but mostly TV
Yes.
that we drop this every week. So now, we've mostly been on YouTube and Spotify, but now, baby, you can catch us on iHeartRadio, Pandora. You're listening on Apple Podcasts. We're
Boom.
everywhere. And so is the Soap Wire podcast, which is also a part of Jeree Reviews Media. So
Yes, please listen.
listen into our podcast. We work so hard. And yes, check us out on YouTube. We do other videos there. So I'm so happy that Ashley mentioned expanding this to the other platform. Because I was like, oh, that's more work for me. But I was like, that makes sense. It makes
Yeah.
not everybody's visual with
And we
YouTube.
found a little like trick too to help us be with just the audio. So
Yeah. I mean, it cost me extra money, but it's all right.
Oh,
You got to
oops.
invest in yourself. So I'm
Oh
very excited. Like, oh my God. And then, at jurireviews.com, that's where we post all of our reviews and all the entertainment news. You guys, sometimes I get that shit out before like TV line and stuff. Like I'm on
my
it
God.
when I'm
She is
on
on it,
it.
okay? Y'all
So
don't understand. She do not play, all
I do
right?
not play. I will text the writers. If you go to the Meet the Team page on juryreviews.com, you'll see the plethora of writers that we have, a lot. And I will text everybody, hey, you got your review? Hey, you need help? Like I make sure we get that content to you guys. And it's crazy how many people are following us on Blue Sky.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing how, we just launched the Instagrams and how Instagram accounts and how we're getting, love there, especially from soap
Yeah.
opera actors and soap wire.
Yes, can I just say like shout out to the soap opera actors who actually like repost and like that's just a great acknowledgement from them, but also it allows them to see that we're acknowledging and the work that they do, because sometimes we actually spotlight actors who really don't get to be spotlighted like that. So,
Yeah.
spread the
So,
love.
yes, whenever an actor reposts or likes or, agree to come on to be interviewed by us, I just feel I'm like, wow, because we are, I always say this, and people say, stop saying this, but I always say we're just a little speck in a broad entertainment space where there's podcasts and all the other pages that do what we do. So,
Yeah. We chugging along, okay? Yeah, chugga, chugga, chugga,
I launched this in, I want to say, the summer. So it hasn't even been a year, and there's like 14 writers on staff. There's all these brands and all these people engaged, and I'm not gonna cry, which is really nice. I
Ah,
I'm a thug, bitch. I'm a thug. I'm a Jersey girl. I'm a thug. I don't cry.
Okay, that part.
Would you ever just like have an idea of something that you wanted to do since you were little, and it just starts to happen, and you're like, what the
Can I just tell like my little story too? So
Yeah.
like first of all, like I just be chatting away on like Twitter, now X or whatever you want to call it, or like Blue Sky. And Drew is like, well, why don't you just write for us? I'm like, who, me? And then like for me personally, I always wanted to do podcasting. I feel like I have a mouth and I have so much to say, even though I may look shy and people be like, girl, you shy, what? But like you don't know me. You would think I am. So Dorit just actually, I brought her the idea of like even Soap Wire. She already had the Chatter podcast. I'm like, well, what about Soap Wire? Because we were soap fans, and
Yeah.
she just allowed me to have the opportunity to talk about my stories, and I just always really appreciated that. Crazy thing is I've been had my mic since like earlier in the summer, and I was just like looking at it until like I told Jerry. She was like, go ahead, girl, do your thing. I was like,
Yeah.
oh snap. And it's probably like one of the highlights of the week for me, I have to
Oh,
admit.
I love that. Yeah, I give the writers and everyone free rein. So if you come at me with an idea and you present it to me like, oh, I want to do this and there, I'm like, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, she's like, why
You're a
not? I'm like,
baby. You're a baby.
score.
Yeah. You run the social media. If you're a baby and you have at it, just make sure it's all good. And so I have always like wanted to do journalism and things. That's what I thought I was going to do straight out of high school. But then a friend was like,
Life be
no,
life-ing.
Yeah, it's like, no, girl, let's go to Miami. Let's do fashion. And I was like, I like costume. Okay, maybe I'll do like fashion journalism, like a dummy. Ended up all by myself. He never came with me, so I finished that, and then I went back to school for journalism. Then I got pregnant, so I dropped out of school. Then went back to school for my paralegal degree, which I do now. Like my actual like bill paying job is a paralegal. But then I was like, I started writing for Spoiler TV. Shout out to Spoiler TV, no shade. And I was like, I can kind of do that on my own without like asking anyone else for permission. And so that's how I was just gonna do a blog. That's how I came out Jury Reviews. And I was like, well, I'll just do everything else. And same news, blah, blah, let's see how it goes. And that's how we got Jury Reviews Media. And I just hopped, all my soap opera ladies are the soap opera fans from the Spring fandom. That's how I was like, you guys wanna write?
Like, why
Yeah,
not? It's
they're all everyone's
literally
a
like,
fan.
take
Yeah.
a look at me now.
Everyone's like fanfic writers and people, and it's like it's such a creative fandom. And I was
Yeah,
like,
it really is.
if you're interested in doing this, and I know everyone, it looks like I only do the reviews. I offer the interviews. I offer the interviews to everyone.
She do, but we be working,
Everyone's
okay?
working and busy.
Every time she like, and I be really, I'm like, girl, I am working. And plus it's a new job. So you have to be on your P's and
Yes, I
Q's
ask
when you have a new
everyone.
job. So,
So
but she
yeah,
does ask.
I do ask, and it's like, and with after schedules, they're like, oh, right now, oh, it changed, da, da, da. And I'm like, I also work full time too, and I'm like, I was gonna do this during my lunch break. You can't be changing times on me.
Yeah, word.
It happens. You just gotta make it work. So I just want to you quit though, but like. I'm just so excited for like what we have accomplished, and I couldn't do it without everyone. So thank you, and especially you, Ashley, and especially everyone. Actually, everyone has their hands
In the
in different,
pot.
yeah, different pots that makes this work. So I really couldn't do it. And what we have accomplished in less
It's
than
such a short amount of time is insane.
all the actors we have had on the various podcasts.
Also, if we get who we're trying to get, there's a couple of individuals that we're trying to get for Soap Wire. If we get them, y'all, please,
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 please. I remember
please.
someone left a comment because I had posted like, oh, I would say if anyone has any questions and talking to this person once it's confirmed, let me know. And someone was like, it's crazy how humble you've stayed and you're doing and you've talked to so many people. And I was like, I have no choice to stay humble because I mean, I don't consider myself any, like I do not like pat myself on the back. I don't like being talked about. That like people in the soap fandom would know that when like actors in the fandom that we like to try to shout me out and don't do it. So I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. It wasn't me. But yeah, I do kind of want to just say I'm a little bit amazed. So I'm gonna pat myself a little bit on the back about how we
Give
all
yourself
have
your
done this.
flowers. Give yourself your
Yeah.
flowers. This is a lot of time and sleepless nights for you. And
But girl, I was
sometimes,
had a psychotic break.
obligations slip to the side because this is a passion. And when you have a passion and you want to see it succeed, it's a lot of work that goes into it. So I do believe you deserve to name your flowers. So girl, go ahead and speak your truth. I
Thank
mean,
you. It
period.
is. It is. I took a break during the holidays and I really needed that because I would go to work from 9 to 5, come home, sit on my computer until 11, 12 o'clock at night. My daughter would be like, hello, I still exist. And I'm like, oh
You
God,
remember
yeah,
me?
you didn't
Oh,
know my
okay.
homework. Oh, my husband's like, hello. I'm like, oh God, dinner. Like it's a lot. And I had to take a moment and be like, I have to that work life balance everybody talks about. But
It's
yeah.
like you got your home life and then like two
Yeah.
jobs when you think
Two
about,
jobs, right? Two, three, four, five jobs. Yeah.
everything.
Mom, wife, doctor, teacher. Yeah, it's crazy.
You
And y'all
name
know.
it.
Yeah. And everyone that writes for us, they work too full time, or they're in school and college, and they have their own lives and kids and all that. And so, and it's mostly, and so recently it was mostly all women. We have a new writer. So I really do appreciate everybody. So I just wanted to get that out the way. So if you're listening on one of the new platforms that we're
Shout
on,
out to the new
that is our
platforms.
backstory. Yeah, so follow us on Blue Sky. I'm not on Twitter anymore. Ash is still on Twitter.
I
Follow
still
him.
am. So
Yeah, all those links will be there.
Also, like sometimes, like I will, post stuff about Soap Wire with the link that's there, so you can definitely always check that out. Jeremy may give me some links too, and I'll
Yeah.
post it. So yeah, I'm still
Instagram,
around.
Blue Sky, Threads, TikTok, it's all there. If you go to jereereviews.com, All our social links are there. If you go to
Yeah.
YouTube, all our social links are there. We have a YouTube channel too. So let's talk about TV.
Girl, we got
All
something to
right.
talk about. Okay, can we talk about my show? Well, I have a couple of shows, so that's a lot. Let's talk about Doc.
That's why I'm laying. If you watch it on YouTube, you can see me. I've laid out. Why, Amy Larson? Why did I have been fighting for you on this podcast every week since episode one, and you cheat on my man Jay?
And I'm like, yes, woo, yeah, get my couple back together. It was literally like for me, I was like, that movie that Monique was in, where she's like, fuck them kids and fuck her too. That was literally me when they kissed. I was so excited. I love it.
Oh, this is gonna be so messy, and I'm here for the mess. But this is so messy.
Oh, so messy. Ooh, I hope they slept together.
Can you imagine if they like got off the elevator? How awkward is that? Got off the elevator and did they? So we'll find out this week, obviously. But
Yeah,
they
we'll
go to
find
Super
out what
Friends, or
happened.
yeah, like what happened? It's poor Jake has been riding for her when she was a nasty
He'll
biatch.
be all right.
No, he won't, because you know what's gonna happen now. What's the
He gonna
Indian
mess with
girl's
the other
name?
doctor.
Yeah, what's the Indian girl's name? Is it Sonya?
Yeah,
Girl,
Sonya.
you Sonya on Sly, right?
She's been plotting. She's
She
been
is
plotting. Sonya has been plotting, sneaking in the
plotting.
background.
Speaking of plotting, fuck you, Richard. Okay, I felt bad for you. Your son is going through a mental health crisis. I understand you made a mistake. If you would just own up to your mistake and accept the consequences. Didn't they say this man didn't have any family anyway? So it's not like you're gonna get sued. You just probably get suspended, lose your life, whatever. Like, I
To
mean,
blame it on hers, and that is diabolical.
diabolical to
Whoa,
gaslight
like,
her like that.
yo,
And then
ooh,
bring the other staff in on it.
yes, if she do remember the past at some point in time, she's coming for him. You know that, right?
Oh man, guns is like, she's like, ch-ch-ch. Oh, I don't know if I can say that on YouTube. But like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I made the sound and everything. It's always marked explicit though, not for kids. So we should have passed that check.
Yeah, we should be
She
okay.
is coming for him, rightfully so. And then it's kind of like, I said this in my review that's posted on jurywithreviews.com. Y'all gonna hear me say jurywithreviews.com all day. It's like, and y'all have been. But it's so funny how like the people that hated her are now rooting for her, and the people that was for her, like TJ, is now not fucking with her. It's so
Yes,
great.
but
The show is so good.
the whole TJ situation, though, like, she saved your life by doing something like unorthodox too. So this is like the thing that she does. She tries to save people by any means necessary. So you wouldn't think that she would try to do the same for your father. Like that's her, even with the loss of her memory. That's just the type of person
That's just
she
the
is.
type of doctor and person she is. And then it's like, okay, if there's a chance I'm not gonna be paralyzed from the neck down for the rest of my life, I might want to take that chance too. And like you said, I
Yeah.
don't want that for my
Oh
partner
gosh.
to sit here and have to bathe me, wipe me
Yeah.
clean, all become my nurse. Like I honestly, I was trying to think, like, would I take that surgery that they're telling me, oh, it's gonna be paradise, just do physical therapy, or would I take the other option? And I'm like, I probably would try the other option. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Hard
I
choice.
mean, yeah, because like you were saying too, to have to be paralyzed from the neck down and then know somebody else, you don't want to put that stressor on them. So look, even though they would still want you to be you and still be there. It's like you're trying not to be selfish for them and they're trying not to be selfish for you. That's a really hard thing to navigate.
Right. And we've seen that on The Pit, which is a nice little segue. So a couple episodes back when we thought the daughter had left her mom because she thought, but she fell asleep. That's how
She
tired
just
she
fell
was.
asleep.
Yeah, that's how tired she was. She fell asleep when she went to grab the car. Like, she was just like, ugh. Like, she was tired. And so I get it. And then The Pit this week, shout out to Shalisa. We were wrong. We were kind of right. So this baby wasn't his. She did on her own, I guess. But she did get pregnant with him years
Well,
ago.
they didn't specify that. They kind of just like inferred it, right?
Yeah,
Like,
I mean, because she
yeah.
kept saying, do you think he would be upset with me? And I'm like, girl, we about y'all. And he was perfect at that moment. He was just like, No, he wouldn't be upset. It's, what else can he say? I hate you. I guess he could be like, I hate you. Why didn't you tell me about the baby? But he was
Yeah.
very like supportive and very.
Because I feel like he knew too that she's already going through something. Like, why
Yeah.
would I make it even like worse for you right now? You know what I'm
Right.
saying? So, I mean, it feels like a lot of people are really trying to not be selfish, which is amazing. So,
It's, yeah, and I thought that was really well done. So I did give her performer of the week for that. I thought that was really well done. This show is a little too real because they should have warned the sister. I was eating when they went and they went to deliver that baby. I
woo,
almost.
child. Mind you, yeah, I have never had a child, and I used to help, and this is like I used to run programs. So one of our other worker or whatever, she has had children. She's had twins and a son, and you know she would run that birthing parenting, and just like being in there, I was like, I don't know if I could give, you know, have kids. 'Cause I'm like, you all bleeding afterwards, and you got to wear a
Yeah.
pamper. I just like I always wanted kids, but I may have to think twice about this.
I didn't have to wear a pamper or anything. I had a C-section, so I
Oh, okay.
didn't see anything. The curtain was up. My daughter's father almost threw up, and I was like, I'm happy. I don't have to see shit. Just show me the baby when everything's out. I mean, I was on, I had that anesthesia, so I didn't feel them anything. I felt like them tugging a little bit to get her out. But I was just like, okay, the aftermath, once the anesthesia
Yeah,
was
I heard that that's
off,
worse, though, like through
that,
C-sections.
I would not wish that pain on my worst enemy. That was the worst pain. And they do make you get up. They would come in, they would be like, Miss Newsom, you need to get up and walk the hallway. I was like, I don't know what happened. But it hurt. So they was like, you have to do it. And they was like, they're talking to my daughter's father, and it was like, you make her walk, and so, but have the wheelchair behind her. So I would have to like walk. This is the hallway, and I'd be like, oh, I got a wheelchair back. And yeah,
Yep, y'all could see my face right
crazy.
now.
It's crazy. And I, they numb you from the waist down because they're cutting you open to get a baby out. So I couldn't feel my legs. So that sensation, I had gotten new respect for people that were paralyzed because I was like, this is the weirdest thing, not being able to move your legs when you've had when you. Can't, you know the feeling of how to walk
Oh
or
my
to
God.
walk. Yeah. And so I was just like, I just kept checking. I was like, okay, my feet are moving because I tell my brain, move my feet. I said, okay, so, okay, I'm not paralyzed. Because
Now you start to get worried and paranoid.
you get all these horror stories, like, because they're like, when they put that needle on your back, they're like, don't fucking move. You move, it's over for you. Like, I will paralyze you and they don't want you to touch you. They're like, hold a pillow. I just wanted to grab the nurse. She was like, don't grab me. She was like, don't move. So yeah,
Yikes.
I understand. So when that baby came out and they showed that, I first of all, how did they even do that from like a technical standpoint? Special effects
Yo,
on
insane. I couldn't, I was trying to look
the
away and I couldn't at the same time. And I was just like, oh my God, I don't know how y'all do it. Seeing the placenta come
Oh.
out. And then I was just like, oh my gosh, she has to get stitched up too. And also on top of that, it wasn't even for, the baby wasn't for her. I'm going through
She
all
was
of
a
this. Yes.
surrogate. I'm like, who fake plaster vajayjay did they do to push this fake baby out? It
And it
was
had
so
hair on it
real.
too.
Yeah, and remember when the doctor was like, I see hair, and they all just look at her, and she was like, oh, baby hair. That was the realest shit I've ever seen. That's like the video they show you in health class to make you not want to have babies.
Yeah, word. And that's where it's working on me. Like, and I'm damn near 40, and I'm just like, oh, I don't know about this.
That thing expanded. I was like,
Oh my God, that
whoa.
was
Whoa.
also, please, what is up with Dr. Santos? She's really good on it. Why would you call that doc? First of all, Robbie said, do not say anything to anyone. Granted, I know she mentioned it to her in the
Yeah.
past
She's trying to
before.
cover her ass.
Yeah, so like I get that part. But if Dr. Robbie told me not to say anything, I'm not saying anything else. You know what I'm saying? If anything, you could backtrack and be like, I had mentioned it to her because I was concerned, even though she wasn't. You know, I was mentioning to her before I told you because I was concerned, and I just was like, "What if I'm wrong?" type of thing, and she's
And Dana,
hearing
she told
me.
Dana too. Yeah, I'd be like, I was just going to supervisors because I didn't know what to do. It was my first day. He's not firing anybody because his staff is already like
On edge
on
today, I mean, they're
edge.
on
Yeah.
edge, like especially after like what happened with Dana and all that other
She
stuff like
quit. She
that.
told her,
Like,
she was like, I'm done, bro. She's
yeah, he she's.
it. This is
I
it.
wonder if she's really, really done.
She's not
So,
really done because next week that
the
active
shoot.
shooter, I bet that's gonna bring her back.
Who is Jake to Robbie though? Because I
That's
missed
like
that.
his fake stepson. He dated his mom for like a really long time. They got close. So he this fake
Oh
stepson.
Lord. So then that's another thing that he's gonna have. Robbie be going through it low key, and he really has to put a face on for like every
And he
freaking
can't even take 5 seconds to use the bathroom. So I think Collins is
thing.
gonna come back once they all hear about the active shooter news. I think Landon's gonna try to come back to work.
Because they're gonna need him.
They're gonna need him, so he might let him work. Maybe he'll drug test him first.
Yeah, so
But
just to make
like,
sure he's covered.
but Langdon like calling nonstop. Like, stop. That was funny. That was a
It
funny subplot.
was like, it's like, bro, you know how crazy this hospital is. I
Yeah.
just sent your ass home. Like, please, like, we'll talk about it another time. It would have been like even better if he just would have called during the like once the GS, you know, the gunshot booms would come, because then it'd be like, all right, like I just need you. You get what I'm saying? Like, bring yourself on.
What happened on Matlock? So I told you I'm ahead, so.
Okay, so this Matlock episode, of course, like Maddie, I still don't think it's Olympia. I'm praying that it's not Olympia, no
But
matter
she
what they
thinks it's
say.
Olympia, right? She's
Yeah,
not.
in the
Okay.
slam, and they won the slam case.
Yes. Yes.
So
Okay.
there was like the episode after she realizes that it's like Olympia, and Julian and Olympia has signed their divorce
Right.
and moving on from
I
that
don't think it's
factor. Oh
Olympia.
my goodness, and it was the clerk.
Yes. Oh, okay. Y'all got to there. Y'all on that episode. She was the one on the
Yes.
Reddit. On the Reddit thread. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. When it was
I
her,
was
because they,
hoping it was Olympia.
me too. Girl, get out of
Yeah.
my head. That's what I
Yes.
was hoping too. I wanted it so bad. But even the clerk was a good one too, because I know she thought it was Shay at first. And
Yeah.
then, like, when she moved and you saw that it was the clerk. For me, I'm hoping that maybe, like, I'm hoping that really is senior. It feels like this is something senior would do. Like,
Senior would probably be too easy because he's hardly ever on the show, so that would be a cop out. And I feel like it would be a little bit more drama if it was someone that she got close to, but I just can't see it
being
being
Olympia, right?
Olympia. Maybe it's
Especially after the slam. But I mean, what they could do is like say like she felt so bad after,
right.
so then she decided that she would never do something like that. But I don't want it to be Olympia. Like, I love her and Maddie's friendship. I'm just like, whoa, to me.
Okay, so wait, all right, so. Is what they did illegal? Because I'm trying to think. I know I said I'm a paralegal, y'all, but I don't handle criminal law. Like, I do the most, what they call the most boring law, which is like estate planning and like estate administration. Like, I draft your wills and stuff, and
This is not
guardianships, things
exciting.
like that. Yeah.
Rah,
Yeah. But actually, it is. I could tell y'all some stories about some drama of people fighting over wills and money and stuff, but that's a whole nother podcast. So I'm like, is it that's their clients? Paperwork. They have
it also, I think, because it endangers.
a, and they, I know they're trying to say it, they held back evidence that proves that it was addictive, I guess. So I get
Yeah, and that if they just would
it.
have had a warning label, it kind of I feel like having a warning label kind of covers yourself just in
Yeah.
case, but then it also make people not want to take it and probably would slow up the process of like getting approved and
Yeah.
FDA and things. That's what I'm thinking. I'm not, I'm just, in the nonprofit sector, yeah. So I don't know, former teacher here. This is
Yeah,
just a
right.
guess.
I
So,
don't
teachers, we go off of context clues, critical
know.
thinking. That's like our thing. So
Yeah.
that's kind of like what I'm, assuming based off of like everything, that these are things that people need to know before they take any type of certain drug.
Right. So I can't. I just it can't be her. What if it's her boy, her ex-boyfriend, the black one? What's his name?
No, I don't want it. No, not Elijah either.
Elijah, I was gonna say Isaiah. Elijah,
I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm like the anti-shipper. So if you guys are gonna
yeah.
want someone together, I'm always gonna want the opposite.
She is anti-shipper. It's so crazy because we became friends off a common ship that
We love,
we love and
and it and like it's so rare because like I mean like I'm a we talked about Joey and Pacey's from Dawson's Creek, but
yeah.
even like in the beginning, their first season, I was just like, why is Joey trying to get with Dawson? She the chemistry is with her and Pacey, and then everybody realized my logic because I'm right. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that Doc Pitt, Matlock. I'm like, what else? Oh, I did catch up on Grey's Anatomy, so I'm caught up on Grey's Anatomy and 911. I just finished before coming on here. I was like, let me get these episodes.
Okay. 911. Now, you had that woman slit her throat, and you expect me to believe that she got her butt up off of that ground, made it up there, and was able to save Chim? Come on now.
My whole
I'm a
thing,
soap opera rocker. I can suspend belief, but come on, y'all.
period, is how much does this crew go through? Why does no other firehouse go through what the hell these people go through? Maddie has been kidnapped how many
How
times?
many times? Oh, and you know what, Jerry? People are also kind of upset because it was like Buck didn't really acknowledge that his sister was missing. And they're like, that's not Buck and Maddie's relationships. They were pissed.
More concerned about Eddie's dumbass moving, which I don't. If you're gonna move, like, what
Good
is like
riddance,
this
Eddie.
fake out? He's gonna come back
Yeah.
with Christopher, I'm sure. But yeah, I was like, I would expect him to be more like, even when the doctor came to give the update, I was like, where's Buck?
Because he's usually always there for Maddie. He never played
Always.
about Maddie. So that was weird. I had to agree with everybody who said that that was definitely weird.
It was
So,
weird. I feel like there's a whole shift in this whole season,
I
because
wonder if they have new writers.
we haven't seen Bobby and Athena be alone in forever, and they have always been a lovey-dovey
Yeah.
couple. When is the last time they had a conversation that
Oh.
they weren't with the rest of the group?
Well, they on ABC now. Ooh.
I saw like this shift to ABC. I'm like, is Angela Bassett mad at what's his name? Like, what's going on? Why are they not interacting? Bobby and Athena are the couple of that show. It's
And I don't think
weird.
that he was just on Jennifer
He was.
Hudson's, like just praising the mess out of her. So, like,
Tunnel
part
was
of
so
me feels
bad.
like it may be behind the scenes, like writers and things of that nature. And they kind of forgot the core of the show as well, because not only was it emergencies, but it was also the couples as well.
And his spirit tunnel was horrible. I'm like, you've been kissing on Angela Bassett, you ain't learned nothing.
Nothing. Some people just don't have it. Everybody is not a Chris. So, like, oh my God, Abbott Elementary too. It was so freaking cute. First of all, Ava and Oshan, like, I stan. I said, give it all to
See,
me. Give it all to
this is
me.
we're different. I was standing them too, and I was like, this is cute, but I had skeeted about this on Blue Sky. It's called skeets, y'all.
Yeah.
He was like, he's not for her bullshit. When they did the whole callback, oh, this is my new boyfriend, and she was like, white, and he was like, it's spelled
Yes,
Wyatt.
Wyatt. Like, that was
Oshawn
so
made a
funny.
face like, and I'm like, I don't think he's feeling her like that anymore. He's seen the real her, and she's cuckoo.
Yeah, but I feel like he knows that about her. Like, because like he's been around her so many times, and she's literally like that in the school. I think he probably was like, here she go with this BS again. Like, maybe it's like something like that, but he still likes her. But I also thought another cute moment was when, Jeannie and
Jimmy.
Messina saw him by her side, and he like rolls up on her. I was like, this is so cute. This is
Singing
what
and they were singing
women
Always on Time, and he
want.
pops in. I was like, they are really cute. And then at the end, when he was doing the ride share, she was like, okay, I took notes. Like, I know how you like a play by play of what happens with the group. So funny.
And the guy is like, I requested a
I'm
quiet ride.
quiet here, quiet
She
ride.
said he had to like tap her like, girl, I'm trying to make this money. Can you
That is
stop?
so me. Like, I mean, I feel Eddie before years ago. I used to do rideshare to, make some extra cash for the family. And it's like, I was sitting there like, oh man, he gonna rate you so bad. You know
He worried. Like, and he had the nerve to have his girlfriend in the car who wouldn't
I'm
shut
like,
up.
what is he doing? He's gonna rate you horribly.
Yes. Oh, and to circle back to Grace, I know you finally like caught up. I did have to say I did like the proposal. I thought it was cute. I think like Joe and Link don't do that.
I like this. I'm like, this man just is desperate to be married.
No,
I will run away
he
from him.
was desperate for Joe. That was his problem. He was desperate for Joe, but he couldn't get her. And I feel like now he actually has a woman that he wants. But Joe is just very like a very slippery scope, just because I feel like of how she grew up. And two, the trauma of like Alex Karev. Like,
I
granted,
will never get over Grey's Anatomy, how they play, how that was Alex's exit. They could have just killed him. Like, they killed him
I think
off
that would have
screen
been
in an
better. They're still used
accident.
to killing people too, anyway.
Right, like how they did George when he got hit by the bus. Just kill him off screen. Like, it wasn't in his character to just leave her because Izzy has kids. That just didn't
Yeah.
make sense
He would, to be honest, he would have left them kids. I'm sorry.
to me. Yeah, right.
That was Alex. Like, if he's in love, he's in love. He's like, fuck them kids.
Yeah, that
Like,
was weird. But of course, Owen's ass. I'm glad he pulled away from that kiss or whatever. Brought her Jell-O, moved on. I think Ndugo, they're setting up Ndugo and Amelia because that would be messy because that's her brother-in-law or whatever.
yeah. Oh, wow. You think so?
Putting them together a lot. I'm like, you know, when they put you together a lot in the
They
doctor,
trying to see if the Kim
they're
is
trying
there.
to test the waters. Yeah.
Yeah. And
And
there's no Kim though for me.
there's no Kim. She has Kim with nobody. She's Kimless.
Nobody.
Amelia, she's a great actress, but
She's a great actress.
that lady has chemistry with nobody.
It's just hard pinning. She just needs to act, you
Yeah,
know,
you
and
know
not
what
have a
she has
love
chemistry with?
interest. It's okay.
Derek. She had a chemistry with Derek, her
Yeah.
brother.
That is true. Oh,
Like,
yikes. I don't know.
Simone and Lucas were great. So
Yeah.
super cute, super cute. It's always great to see Meredith because that's her show.
Yeah. So with her
Yeah.
popping in and even just yo, but the lying about the Alzheimer's,
Alzheimer's?
that was insane,
Insane.
girl.
Insane. And she knows she was caught. She was looking up in that gallery like.
That's why she was like, I want to see if there wasn't a first incision because
Yeah.
she, once they, you know, do it, like it's done up. But
Done
girl,
up.
like you're a doctor. I know you love your mate. I get it. But that is just some of the wrong thing. And to snowball to your mentor as well and her staff, because that also makes her mentor look crazy too.
Listen,
Like,
that would have got them all liable for doing that. It would look like they knew or whatever and falsified the medical records. I'm like, well, damn. So that was, I
That
was like,
storyline has
okay.
me.
Yeah, I was like, okay, Grace. I mean, you're still
Yeah.
not on Doc and Pitt level, but you're doing a little something. It's hard because they've been on for like 21 seasons. So
Yeah.
I fall off, I watch, I fall off.
Yeah, I always just watch. It's like a mainstay. I wake up in the morning and it's, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning. That's one of the first things I do. That might have to change once I start going to the gym again. So
Yeah. Oh yeah, I used to be heavy on Grey's. My favorite seasons are, I probably said it on the show a million times, the plane crash,
yes.
the active shooter in the hospital. Those were, oh,
Ooh.
and they haven't
You're like on the edge of your
won Emmys. I don't
seat.
think they won acting Emmys.
Well, I believe old girl did, the one who left, blonde hair, Catherine. She
Okay.
did. She won one.
Okay.
But I think that was like really like about it. Yeah, I think
Was
that
Bailey?
was
Oh my God,
it.
on an
Bailey
active
has never
shooter?
won.
Never
No.
nominated? Nothing.
I don't think so. But yeah, that active shooter episode had you literally on the edge of your seats. Like, I was
Promise.
like, whoa. But even to like one of my favorite episodes too is when Christina and they want her to cut the dress off as well. She's like,
Oh, when he didn't show up for the wedding?
yes,
And she was really
yes.
gonna go through with it too. And she got left. But you know, that was that whole behind the scenes stuff. He was acting crazy.
Yeah.
He was going crazy. Did you watch Ghosts?
Yes, of course. Yeah. That is, it's just a funny show. Never, I never thought I would like Ghost Shot at all. And I think we talked about this in the past. Like, I literally found that like on a rim. I was just like, ew, all right, what is this ghost about? And I watched all the 3 seasons straight.
God, I had got the episodes early and I was like, I cannot wait for them to see Hetty's power. Is it she can only be seen on St. Patrick's Day for 24
Yo, he freaked out. It was
He walked in
hilarious.
that door.
It really looked like it was her soulmate. Like that was the crazy part too. They had so much in common.
It's so poor Jay. He's like, I'm tired of my family members falling in love with these ghosts. It's so true. And then
Yes, that's the
I think
second one.
it's such an interesting way to finally let Jay see them and interact with them because you know Sass can go in the dreams and they was roasting him about being a virgin. That was so funny. Yeah,
That was hilarious
it
too.
was hilarious. I really thought Isaac was gonna get his little stripper dinosaur guy, but he flew off to wherever. But
I mean, not after him making a total fool of himself. I was like, bro, what are you doing? Decorum, coof, huh?
you're right, relax. So I think it's great. And I had actually got to interview Joe and Joe, the two creators and writers of the show,
Not
months
Joan Joe.
ago. Yeah, they're, I was like, Joe Squared, hey. And,
That's
they was,
cute.
yeah, they were like hinting in that interview, which is up on DreamReviews.com, how like they were have like Jay was going to get to see the ghosts and everything, and it was in Hedy's power, and we got to see, you know, how why Isaac hates Hamilton, and it's just this show is so funny. It's
It's
so
so funny. It's like so unique.
funny.
It's great. It brings me back to, and I know it's totally different, but some of the funniest shows for me ever is like, of course, like Living Single. Living Single, top tier. Golden Girls, top tier. And I feel like low key Ghost is like in that range. Yeah, I don't think Friends is funny, and I'm gonna just say that. But
Again, I crack up at Friends. I really do.
I just feel like there's so much better shows. I feel like,
Yeah.
Ghost and Living Single, Golden Girls, like those
New
are the
Girl.
top tiers. Like they were writing, and it was just so funny. And I actually had to put Ghost up in that category. Show is
Ghost
funny.
Rami and New Girl, which is my
Oh
fucking.
my God, New Girl was good too. New Girl was
Like, I
good.
had a coworker, and it was like, girl, there's this show called New Girl. You would love it. And I put it on one day, and I was like, this show has me in tears. I told my sister, I said, please, I'm begging you to watch New Girl. And she never watches anything I recommend to her. And she had put on New Girl, and she was like, this shit is hilarious. I told you. So,
It really was. Oh
like,
my God,
Ghost
it
and
really
New
was.
Girl is the same for me. But we're out of time.
Yes,
Oh,
look at
my God.
us.
Look at us. We got a full show in. So, thank you guys again so much for watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever,
Apple.
Apple, wherever you get your podcast. And we'll be back next week to talk more TV.
Yep, bye.
Bye.